This is Shildon's Bishop FM.
And it's time for our update from DNS Kettles. Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thanks. Very well.
Excellent. So, what's been happening since last month? Is there a lot to catch up on?
Well, there is, actually. And we've had quite a few events that have been taking place. We had the all these fundraising events that we've been running and promoting on Bishop FM. And thank you very much for allowing us to do that. We had our ladies' night at the Meadowfield Club, and that went really, really well. It was a full house, and we raised quite a bit of money from that. And then we had a busy weekend that weekend, because on the Friday we had the ladies' night, and then we were at Sainsbury's Durham doing an awareness-raising event, and we took two dogs up there. We find that it's, if you'll excuse the pun, it's a very good shop window for showing the dogs outside of the kennel setting, where they're much more settled and you can see how they are with people, and often overly friendly, licking and everything else. And that raised, with the money raised by the tombola that we had in store and with the Sainsbury's staff, we raised over £700 on that one day.
Fantastic.
And we took two lovely dogs along. Obi, it was this lovely grey Staffy, and he was gorgeous. He was lovely dog. And Flora, who is this lovely whippet lurcher cross. And great news, they've both been rehomed.
Oh, wonderful. Better news.
It's a super. Wonderful. I think we find it's either people who come along and say, we're after a dog.
Yes.
And they see them there. Or they think, I know, a friend of a friend is looking for a dog. They get in touch, and then all of a sudden, we've got the dog rehomed, which
Do
is fantastic.
It works better than where you've got a smaller number of dogs to rehome that you're showing people, or people coming to your kennels to look at all of them. Is it better to do it on a smaller scale?
What we recommend, sometimes people will see the dogs at Sainsbury's and think, that's the dog for me, that type of dog.
Yeah.
Or they may say, oh, those are lovely dogs, but really, I was looking for something a little smaller, perhaps due to the needs of that individual. So what we'll say is, look, either go on the website, strayaction.com, which is the one that's based at the rescue centre that we help support, or go down to the kennels and go and see all of the different dogs. As Christine will probably tell you, there's so many different ones. I mean, Christine, you've got your favourites, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. Not half.
But I think you're quite right. You want to make sure the people are getting the right dog for their needs and what they're after. And what we'd often recommend is, if they go down and don't see the dog that they quite like, we'll say to them, just keep an eye on the website, strayaction.com, or you can actually go to our website, www.sosad.co.uk, and through that you can have a link into the dogs that are being rehomed at the moment.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. Because Sainsbury's are, you're currently their Durham Charity of the Year, are you?
The charity partner for a second year.
Second year?
It's unbelievable. They're amazing. I mean, they raised over, in money alone, they raised over £10,000.
That must be a huge help.
It's ginormous. I mean, we're a small charity where 100% of the money's raised go towards helping the dogs. We've got no paid administrators, so we're relatively tiny towards some of the other charities.
Do you have all volunteers working for you?
That's
so
right.
To do all those positions? Oh, that's fantastic. It.
So, I mean, they're a great bunch. They're animal mad. I mean, some of them are bonkers. It's like managing a box of frogs, but they're great. They're great frogs. Can I just say that before people start ringing in?
But that's the way that you can have more pets than having them all at home, because you get to go into the charity and look after them all the time instead. Yeah. So it's a good way to look after animals as well.
And I mean, Linda and Kevin, who own the rescue centre and have a catering kennels quite separate from it, but also on the rescue centre, Linda and Kevin and their staff, they've been fantastic with the help and support that they provide, and then we fund all of the vet fees, and those can often total over £1,000 a month. So you can see that, you know, that figure of 10,000 can quickly disappear, and that's why we're so chuffed to bits that we've got it for a second year. And I mean, already I think it's over £2,500 has been raised, in the sense of monies raised by staff in store, the value of food collected, because I think the value of food last year was over £6,000 to £7,000 worth of food. People are so generous, especially when it's a local charity, and it's to do with dogs, especially in helping cats as well, because the RSPCA cats section is based at the rescue centre as well. So, you know, we're just so, I think, just feel so privileged.
So if people would like to, if they don't necessarily want to rehome an animal at that time, they can more than happily come along and see you and donate food and things that you would need.
Yes.
Is it particularly food that
I think it's food, food, blankets especially, because we have a rehabilitation block where often when dogs that have had an operation that we've helped, we've funded, they have an adverse reaction to anaesthetic. So whilst they're rehabilitating, they can go through a hell of a lot of bedding because they, obviously, some cases...
difficult for them.
They're unwell. And a lot of people donate old duvets, not feather ones, obviously, because if they bite them and, you know, we can get everyone... Exactly. But any blankets, towels, especially with winter coming as well, because you've got to think in winter, you need more of the blankets. I mean, all the kennels are heated, but it's just for that extra warmth and cosiness for the dogs.
The longer you stay still, the actual colder you are if you're not running around exercising, especially cruelly.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. So it's constant fundraising for you, really.
It is, and that's why it's been so. We've been so lucky with the that money from Sainsbury's, because it's allowing us to do look at different projects. We're looking at an exercise and rehabilitation area at the rescue centre, so that people perhaps who've got mobility issues can actually go in that area, and while still fulfilling quarantine protocols, because some of the rescue dogs haven't been inoculated, vaccinated yet. But we fund all of that, but it's that initial time when they need reassurance exercise, and it means that that area, set away from the other kennels, can be used for exercise, reassurance and things like that. And we're looking into that at the moment, but that'll be part of the funds. But most of them, as you say, it's vet fees and more vet fees.
Vet fees and food.
Yeah.
So you've got a Waggy Tails event coming up.
Oh yeah, that's
what's,
one of
what's
our...
All this?
Oh, it's great. We have two big events each year. One's the Wet Nose Day, which is in May.
Who's got the wettest nose type?
Yes, well, I'm trying to source black dogs' noses, you know, a bit like the Comic Relief red noses. And I've seen on the Pound Shop Wars programme these black rubber noses, so I'm trying to search those. I'm trying to sniff those out at the moment.
Oh, very apt.
Sorry. But the Waggy Tails Day, it's on the 6th of September, and it's basically a brilliant dog show that we have at the rescue centre, and we try and invite back all of the rescue dogs that have been rehomed and got forever homes, and then they can all win a prize, or try and win a prize in each of the classes. Dog most like its owner, waggiest tail, cleverest trick. There's all sorts. There's I'm forgetting all of them, but there's about 10 categories in all, and you get these lovely star trophies that Sainsbury's have provided, and we have the best rescue dog one, where they get a cup and some gift voucher. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a great day. There's a lady who does animal portraits, dog portraits, and she's willing to auction her services to the highest bidder to have your very own portrait of your pet done. So that'd be
nice
great.
Keepsake.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Well, I've actually commissioned her to do a painting of my dog Paddy. She just sees lovely.
You were gonna see you there.
Well, no. It would have. She's doing it on glass. Oh no, she would. She's doing it on glass. If she tried painting me on glass, it would have shattered.
Oh,
you see, but with Paddy, it'll look great. She does this lovely monochrome effect, and so I'm going to get that done.
Nice that you actually keep the longevity of the relationship going. It's not just you've taken the dog and you try and move on to the next one. You try and keep that relationship going with them as they grow older.
That's it. Well, it's great to see. I mean, it's hard work, so it's very rewarding, but it's great to see the outcome and see how happy they are and how they've changed from when you've seen them come in, when they're often unwell, you know, and difficult situations.
Sorry state, can't
that's
they?
It.
I can imagine.
And then we see them go out, and then slowly but surely they improve. And then when you see them in a year's time, you think, I mean, there's been once or twice where I've said, is that such and such? Because obviously some people change the names of the dogs for ones they like. And is that still, it was Bonnie or yes, mm-hmm. and now? And they're amazing to see them and to see how happy the families are. Because to see some of the youngsters with the dogs and how they're cuddling them and how it's become, the dog has become part of the family, it's brilliant. And it makes us, it rewards us, you know, because sometimes it's difficult times when, you know, you have difficulties with some dogs and seeing how maltreated they are when they come in. And it you need something to as a sort of remedy for that, and this is the great way of doing it.
It must be so rewarding for yourselves, though, to see them great. From whatever state you get them in, to see them maybe a year or so down the line and see how good and how happy the family are, because they are part of your family.
Well, there was one example, I think I told Chris about 11 pups were dumped outside of the kennel gates, and unfortunately about six of them, I mean, we paid for the 24-hour care, the vets were in and everything, but around six survived. And luckily we managed to get them all rehomed. And one of them won a prize at Wet Nose Day. And he's coming to Waggy Tails Day. And to see this dog now, it's such a lovely dog. And they're a lovely couple who've got it. They've also got this other dog called, I think it's Misty, and she's got one leg. And sometimes she has difficulty when she's on the Wet Nose Day walk, so she has a pushchair that she goes in. But they're great. It's great. Great to see them coming back and doing so well. It's brilliant. Really good.
Well, that's fantastic. I think we'll do that as our first part. We'll have a quick song, and then Chris and yourself can have a chat, and you can tell us all about the dog of the month and the next dog that you're currently looking for a home for. We're letting the dogs out this afternoon, that's what we're doing. And we're back with our interview. We've got Simon and Chris now telling us all about the dog of the month.
Yes, now, who's the dog of the month this time, Simon?
Well, I think it's got to be Lola. I think we've spoken about her before. She's this she's a lovely sort of bronze, just try to best describe her, like an Albany ginger. She's a cross between a Rottweiler and a German Shepherd. And she's, I think the unfortunate thing is that she doesn't show that well in the kennels, because as you can imagine, if you're in the kennels and there's all these other dogs around you, if you imagine, if you put yourself in their paws for a minute, you're going to want to attract people's attention. So what do? You jump up and down, you bark. Now, for people, they may see that and think, I wonder if this dog's going to be like this all the time. I don't really want to rehome this dog. So what the dedicated volunteers have tried to do, they've using a camera, we've purchased this camera that can actually be mounted on the dog.
All right, you were telling me about that earlier on.
Mm. And also people, we're recommending that some of our fosterers perhaps do some mobile phone footage to show what the dogs are like in the home setting. And if you go on the Supporters of Stray and Abandoned Dogs, the So Sad Facebook page, you'll be able to see a video of Lola playing. And what a gorgeous, relaxed, chilled out dog she is. Not, I think if you just based it on going down to the kennels and seeing her, you perhaps wouldn't. She wouldn't be your first choice.
That's going back to the kennels thing there for a second. I mean, every dog in the place will be exactly the same.
Yes, exactly.
You won't get any wavering from them not being stressed out.
Yes.
In some shape or form.
Yeah.
I mean, you get ones that yap all day, ones that whine all day. So, of course, obviously it's going to be like that, but I've actually seen a picture of Lola on the website, and she looks absolutely beautiful.
She is.
I mean, is just out of interest, is this the one that prefers women to men?
Yes, it is, funnily enough, yes.
Right.
How did you know that? Yes.
Yes, yeah, I've got my spies out.
Yes.
Yes.
But this is what's really useful about the feedback that the dog fosterers give, because they can give you hints like that, so that it may be that it takes a little bit more time for Lola to get used to the male in the household, you know, so that you're aware of that and you can then deal with it in a different, slightly different way. And we have our dog whisperer, Eric Jewell, who's based down at the rescue centre. He's an absolute star as regards giving help and advice. And I mean, he's been helping train the volunteers and developing their skills on dealing with problem behaviour in some of the dogs. And that's been really, really useful. But as I say, I think Lola would be worth...
What sort of home are you looking for Lola?
I think somebody who's perhaps used to having larger dogs. And I think... From what I've seen, the feedback that's been given, I think she won't be too much trouble. You know, she's very relaxed, very chilled out. Once she's out, you know, once she's away from the kennel setting, this is the issue. I think that
I mean they totally change.
Yes.
Once out of a kennel environment.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're trying to do. We've come up with this plan as part of the monies that we've raised through Sainsbury's and other areas. We're coming up with this inclusion programme called Walk With Us. And basically part of that is having this camera that will be mounted on the dog and also mounted on the dog walker so that people can see a dog walked virtually. But also you can see the transformation of what the dog is like when you first go to collect the dog, if you foster walking the dog, and then see that transition to them actually being put on the lead and then walking out and then walking further afield, and how that transformation takes place from the perhaps upset and worked up dog to the relaxed and dog enjoying itself really. So.
Just on a final note with this, I mean, you are you looking for actively looking for dog walkers to help the team?
We are. We had a coffee morning, which I think we entitled Coffee and Dog Biscuits. But we did offer chocolate digestive,
a good job, that.
Yes, yeah. Chocolate hobnobs, same to you. No, but that worked really, really well. And we've got quite a number of volunteer dog walkers. But the more the merrier, I would say, because for health and safety, we need two dog walkers to be walking the dogs at any one time, so that if anything happens, that there's always another person there, and we have a strict health and safety briefings and all of that. But we also, through Eric Jewell, offer this training program where you give them guidance on, you know, how to walk the dogs, and you know, you know, and that's been really, really useful, and
for first time walkers.
Yeah, and it's giving something back to the volunteers. They're giving their time, so we're hoping we can do that. Yeah. And as I say, Eric's done that for free, but we're hoping in some way to develop a program where we'll obviously try and reimburse Eric in some way. But he's excellent.
So anybody wanting more information on this, follow Simon's guidance and contact?
Yes, contact me, Simon Donnelly, and Paddy, Paddy, the Deputy Dog Affairs Officer at Salford. That's my dog, by the way, if you wondered who Paddy was. And, if you contact me, I can be contacted on simon017@btinternet.com or on my phone number 01388 603 135. Either of those. If I'm not in... then just leave a message. And there's also the website. We have the www.sosad.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page, Supporters of Stray and Abandoned Dogs, So Sad. And we've also got the Waggy Tales Day page on Facebook as well. Sorry about all of that. It seems like all pages and email addresses and everything else.
What we can do to make sure, in case anyone's missed it, Chris can put a copy of this on Audio Boom, which you'll find through our Facebook page.
Brilliant.
Or you can get in touch with Bishop FM, or just look up Stray and Abandoned Dogs with Simon Donnelly at DNS Kennels. It's probably one of the simplest ways to do it. Otherwise, get in touch with ourselves. But we'll have another update next month, 14th of September, I believe.
I think it
is. You'll be back and joining us again, and we'll get our next monthly update. Everything okay there?
Wonderful.
Fabulous. So brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Simon. It's been an absolute delight. Hope everyone's enjoyed that. Like I say, if you want any more information, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. One of the easiest ways, just go on our Facebook page. So we'll round things up with one final dog track we've got. So Daniel's left us Underdog with Kasabian, but none of them are Underdog. We're on the way to find them all homes. So hope you've enjoyed the interview. Thank you very much for your company this afternoon.